7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Keep my oven mitts off you, girl. That means it's 1930 UTC. And you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and my cat just got up and got out of the kitty business pit, which means I can now sort of rotate here. And I guess this means we can do a show now. All right, so how do we normally start this kind of thing off? Well, normally we like to drink some tea, don't we? Yeah, so let's pour some tea. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what is this madness? What is this craziness that you're talking about drinking tea? Well, it's true. I'm drinking the green tea today because I can. Oh, it's good. It's so yummy. But I'm not going to be doing this all day. No, this is just a very special first thing in the morning type of thing going on. Although it's not first thing in the morning. Perhaps I should explain. Oh, this tea is really good. Wow. All right, so where are we at here? Let me get you caught up with what has happened in the last 24 hours, last 23 and a half hours since you heard from me last. One, the air conditioning guy showed up. The air conditioner guy showed up and he fixed my air conditioner, and I'm very happy because it's nice and cool in my house. This means that I slept fairly well last night, although I went to bed a little bit late. I did manage to catch some decent sleep. I'm not 100% caught up. I might nap a little bit for an hour, maybe. Later this afternoon, I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But needless to say, I feel so much better already. But I'm really wiped out. I'm just totally bottomed out. I just got to spend the day recovering. And I should probably eat some protein, but I don't know. I just, now that I can cook again, I just feel like eating rice and vegetables. Maybe I'll go out and go to the store. Maybe I'll get some hamburger or something. I don't know. So, yeah. The coolness. The other good news is it's not quite as hot as it has been the last few days. I think it's only going to hit like 81 degrees today. That's 81 American degrees. What's that in common sense? Oh, you know, like the high 20s. 27, 28, somewhere around there. Yay. Yay. So excited. Yeah, and so since it's cold, I can drink some hot tea, but yeah, I can't drink this all day. This tea will become iced tea later on this afternoon. And this stuff makes good iced tea. That's what I've been drinking for the last couple of days. At night when it's really, really cool, I heat my kitchen up, making tea, cool it down, and then drink it the next day. Now, this is some good stuff. It really is. Oh, so what else did I do yesterday? Well, because I could not do any cooking, I had to go out and get some food, and I went to a nearby Chinese restaurant, got some takeout, and it was pretty good. Pretty good. Lots of wok hei. I enjoyed it. And of course, with my meal, I did receive a fortune cookie. Now, usually I don't eat the cookie right after the meal. I save it. I usually save it until the evening. Which is precisely what I did last night. So at about... at about 1 a.m. I decided, hey, I better eat this cookie. So I eat the cookie, crack, I shove it in my mouth, crunchity, crunchity, crunch. And I read the fortune. And this one confuses me. But most fortune cookie fortunes confuse me. This one is especially peculiar. And it states, you are magnetic in your bearing. What? That's not a good thing. If you are magnetic in your bearing, that could mean a number of things. A bearing is a direction on a compass. If somebody asks you to take a bearing, you know, which way are you going? And this bearing is expressed usually as a number between 0 and 359. 0 being, of course, north, 180 being south, etc., etc. You are magnetic in your bearing. There is a difference between true north and magnetic north. And compasses are just magnets that float. So if you are magnetic in your bearing, that seems to imply that you're going the wrong direction. If there is a magnet affecting your bearing, your compass isn't reading properly. You're not going where you think you're going. You're in trouble. You are in trouble. You are magnetic in your bearing. Bearings. Whenever two metal surfaces come into contact, we usually have to introduce bearings or bushings. If there is movement, if they are touching and they need to move, these bearings help reduce friction. If the bearings are magnetic, that means they're not doing their job most efficiently. If a bearing is magnetic, it means they're sticking together. They are rubbing. There is extra friction. We installed the bearings to reduce the friction. You are magnetic in your bearing means that you are not efficient. You're losing energy via heat. Magnetic in your bearing. No, thank you. Mighty good tea today. Mighty good tea today. I was so happy when I could drink tea today. When I was eating my breakfast, yes, I did have pepperoni and waffles for breakfast. Because every day I'm waffling. That one was for Raleigh. Hope you're listening, Raleigh. Way down there on the Sunshine Coast, where it is turning into winter. What an interesting concept. Oh, I love the Antipodes. But what am I doing today? Am I going to do anything functional today? I don't have any football until later because, well, you don't care. And do I have any racing today? I don't know. There's no Supercross today. Is there a MotoGP race today? I can't remember. I cannot remember. Oh, I'll look that up later. It's not super important. I'm just going to pour some more tea. I like it. It's thirsty day. Oh, it's a good day for drinking tea. Oh, and it's also apparently a good day for a massive party. I think this is party weekend or party day. Not for me, of course. But for my neighbor Shannon and his family. Every year, about this time, they have a big party. And I don't... Did I ask him about it? Did he tell me? Is it a wedding thing, or is it an anniversary, or is it like a bunch of combined birthdays? Everybody has their birthday around now? I don't remember. I think maybe he might have told me, but they have a big party. And I think it's going to happen tonight. Let's see, a couple of days ago they had a big truck in their driveway from some big party rental supply store. So they've taken on some gear. I don't know what, but something. Maybe it was a moon bounce, or maybe it's a bounce castle, or maybe it was a cotton candy machine, or a snow cone machine, or... I don't know. But there's lots of cars in their driveway now. Lots of family members are here. And so that's going to... I would love to crash this. I would love to just wander into the backyard. Hey! But it's kind of too hot outside. And that's why Shannon's been fixing up, getting the seasonal cleanup done. He washed his rocks, and he set up the awning. They've got this big, cool awning in their backyard that covers their deck, and so they can be out in the brutal sun without dying. I need an awning like that. I need an awning like that over my entire town. Over the entire city of Omaha, so I can go outside and do cool stuff. It's weird, because this has been another one of these years where it jumped from directly from winter into summer. We had no spring days. It went from cold, rainy, brutal, chill temperatures to, you know, 35 degrees. Yeah, that's no good. Nobody likes that. Not even Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right. Oh,
damn.
Damn.
Look at that.
Look
at that.
The Autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
...making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Bobby girl.
Is he playing Barbie Girl?
Yes, the hardest song in the world. In today's exam, we're going to sight read it. Oh, and if you don't play it perfectly, then you will fail music college, your dreams will be crushed, you will have wasted the last 4 years of your life, you know, all of that, so good luck.
You gotta...
Yeah. You're listening to the Dubious Barbie Girl Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930, whatever's going on, I don't know. Yeah, sorry. Apparently it's Barbie Girl Day. So we had to hear Barbie Girl, the original by Aqua. And if anybody tells you that that's not a brilliant song, they're lying, or they don't know what they're talking about, or they're trying to take advantage of your incredulity. And then after that, we had to hear Charles Berthoud do his interpretation of Barbie Girl on the bass. So if you're ever wondering how to play bass, that's how you do it. And he had to take it in a Bach direction. Oh my god, the Barbie variations, that was hilarious. I'll be Bach.
Hey Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, a rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go down to the shore.
What are you gonna do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, are you gonna check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a Doors show. I'm really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby, once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
So that was the Dead Milkmen with Bitchin' Camaro. And then we had to have a little banana cha-cha right there. Because, fruit dancing. Dancing with fruit. That's a thing that happens sometimes. Similar to dancing with bears. And I think that's what we need to do. Oh, Pippa just showed up. Right when we're going to do some dancing with bears. You want to do some Kumamiko dancing, cat? Yeah, you're a good kid.
Sa sa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai.
Dose, tsuite kon desho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, onite oshi.
Yappa, bare chaimashita.
Datte, watashi tachi te,
zutto issho ni iru shi.
Nase, 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 nase.
Murabito Shekira
Miko-san, Miko-san, Kuma de Mura no Miko-san Nekoide, Nekoide, Sota ga koto nebete Nii-chan mo, Nii-chan mo, Namiko make ke 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 Ran, 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 Kuma Miko dansu da
Kuma Miko, nashi, nashi
Sing. All right, so my cat wandered off, apparently to go get a drink. That's a good thirsty baby. I'm glad I don't have to go in there and pour the water for her. She was a little stressed out yesterday with all of the action going on with the air conditioner guy and the emeritus. The emeritus came over and, oh, there was just so much craziness going on. And then it was over. And so now we have a nice cool house once again. I'm so happy. I feel so much better. Oh boy, it was brutal there for a while. It really was. I'm just glad that I can go back to drinking some tea. Oh, and here's somebody just came back. Hi, Dingins. Hello. You want to say hi to everybody on the Anon Radio? The cat says nothing. Hey, you want to smell my tea? You want to smell yummy tea? You want to smell it? Oh, you don't like it. Okay, I'll drink it instead. Oh, good tea. I can't get enough. Okay, so what does this baby want to do? Do you want to do some kitty business? You want to do some kitty business on a kitty banky? Do you want to get on a banky? All right, well, I think this means that I need to sit up and pull this blanket up over my legs and assemble the kitty business pit. Kitty business pit assembled. Now jump in there, be a good guy. Kitties are jumping in the kitty business pit. And now we can pet up our baby. Oh, because we have a nice kitty right here. Who's a good kitty? You're a good kitty. And that's why we listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I have to sit here and pet my cat and then figure out what I eat for lunch. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.